Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
The New York Times is telling people, do not believe your lying eyes. Believe us, the people who spread the Russia collusion hoax, who spread conspiracy theories about Brett Kavanaugh. Believe us when we tell you that what you see on video from first-hand accounts isn't real. And as you point out, this is just weeks after they've all said, oh, we did such a bad job with Joe Biden when we said that what you saw with your own eyes was a cheap fake. And what are they doing yet again but saying this is a cheap fake? The issue, though, I think, is that unlike 2020, our corporate media no longer have the power to push this level of disinformation as effectively as they did then. People are wise to how they run operations, and they are not inclined to listen to them about this anymore. I mean, they still have power, but people understand that what they're seeing here, these riots, they don't want them to happen again, and they don't trust the corporate media.
Like Stephen A.
Gosh dang it, Molly Hemingway, that's the entire thing I was going to say on the show today. Like, everything that I was prepared to say on the show, Molly Hemingway says in that one clip, and the redundancy is real because Molly Hemingway is on with us at 12:25. Hi.
Hey. Hi.
Hey. Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Do you guys keep everything when I was gone was just like easy and calm and agreeable?
Yeah, it was fine unless you had to fly through a layover through LA or something.
Ooh. I said I feel like Forrest Gump. When I was driving home from Orlando 3-4 years ago, what was it? We drove through Atlanta during the riots, the one where they burned the Wendy's or Burger King down.
Yep.
Like, we passed that Burger King within an hour of it being set on fire.
I think they're still burning that Burger King.
And then the LA riots, I was sleeping in an airport. Well, I wasn't sleeping, let's be real. I was with people who were sleeping in an airport in a layover coming back from Hawaii. I'm so happy to be back. It was a long vacation. I know some of you may have felt like that. Some of you may be like, why isn't it the Manny Fry Show? I like them better now. Well, too bad. You guys get to stay. Yay.
The Manny Fry Show portion is still here.
Mm-hmm.
So all of you, like 90% of you or whatever that were commenting about that you wanted it to just stay that way.
90%.
We're still here.
90%
so don't go
of
anywhere.
The people or 90% of our listeners?
Both. 90% of all people who are listening.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That would be the share.
Well, I have been in Hawaii. Mahalo for being patient while I enjoyed time with my family. It was an absolutely wonderful vacation. I'd never been to Hawaii before. We did not overplan the vacation. We did not overbook the vacation. So we chilled a lot, and there was not too much chilling. It wasn't like at some point we were like, gosh, I'm really tired of sitting beside the pool or the ocean, watching the waves come in, drinking pina coladas and sitting by the ocean and drinking pina coladas. There was no time where we were like, should we do something else? If that came up, it was like, yes, we should move from the pool to the hot tub. And then we sat in the hot tub and watched the waves come in next to the pool where kids were playing, drinking pina coladas.
It's funny because it's true. Mm-hmm. I was just on vacation as well.
Yeah.
And we were on Ocracoke Island, mm-hmm. complete opposite coast.
Mm-hmm. Same setup, though.
But it's very much island life out there. You can only get to it by a ferry. You can't fly yeah. there. You can't anything. And we just chilled.
It was great.
Yeah.
So I didn't. One of the things I wanted to ensure, the reason I think that I was able to enjoy this vacation as much as I could, was that I didn't watch the news. I didn't look at Twitter. I had people in my party, my family, who, because they don't eat, sleep, and breathe it for work, they maintain their normal interest level and things. And so I would brush by it and I would like walk through a room and there'd be Fox News on the TV and I'd be like, well, that looks like an S show. I'm going to get a pina colada so I can sit by the pool and watch the waves come in the ocean from the hot tub. And so that's how I did it. There were dust ups, the Musk Trump thing. That was the closest that I got to investing time and energy. And I'm happy to say that in the midst of choosing to sit by the pool and drink pina coladas, when I woke up this morning and I looked at my 6:41 a.m. Fox News alert, the headline is Musk says he regrets social media posts targeting Trump and more top headlines. So that what the main headline for the morning that I return on the air is that Musk was like, I was kind of dumb, should have yeah. done that. And yeah. I thought to myself, good grief, I'm glad I didn't worry. I'm glad I didn't worry. The investment that we have in people who care deeply about the outcome of America, the idea of America, the understanding that we have something special in America. We invest our time and we give our energy and our very precious commodity of time over to these stories that are important because the outcomes of these stories matter for the future and preservation of our republic. It matters. These stories deserve our time, but they don't deserve our priority. They don't deserve to take over the things that really, truly matter most. And it is so simple. And I'm struggling with this. I'm struggling. It's not like work-life balance because maybe it is work-life balance, but that's like really big with Gen Z and maybe some millennials. Millennials are kind of an interesting bunch. The oldest millennials are maybe mid-40s. The youngest millennials are probably middle 30s, maybe a little bit earlier 30s. But work-life balance has been something that has been a topic of conversation, especially post-COVID, where all of a sudden we have a portability about our work life that didn't exist before and an understanding of how to utilize it and still be productive. I think that there is a benefit to caring about work-life balance in the younger generations that can help us be happier people. And I think happier people are more productive people. There's some sort of swing that has moved us culturally, though, into only caring about when you say work-life balance, what you're saying is work is not the only thing that matters. And our parents grew up in a generation where their parents were incredibly work-oriented people, production people, because everything. Now, listen, I went to Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. I've been to all three 9/11 memorials now, and I've been to Pearl Harbor. I think the Pearl Harbor Memorial and the 9/11 memorials have a juxtaposition that is a really interesting tie that binds over the course of generations. We watched the Battle of, I guess it's just called Midway. It's a more recent movie about the Battle of Midway. Have either of you seen it?
Yes.
Nimitz?
I think, is it Woody Harrelson?
Yes. I was like, okay, let's wait and see. Very good movie. Very good depiction of the struggles that those Americans faced and the bravery that they showed. It made me more mad at the new Pearl Harbor movie. After I saw, I was like, why did we show that to the kids first? We should have showed Midway. We have a generational care and concern for the preservation of the idea that is America that has transcended the most enormous challenges. And there's, I just think, you know, Brian Kilmeade talks about this, A, in his books, and B, on his radio show, and C, on his TV show, and D, on his Fox Nation show. Right? Brian Kilmeade talks about this a lot. But America beats the odds every time. Why does America, you don't beat the odds every time. Nobody's that lucky. Nobody is so lucky that every time, you know, like the crossing of the Delaware, and every time that you look at these things, that this is the sure end of the idea of America. We beat the odds. Why do we beat the odds? Well, I have my own thoughts on that. And if you've listened to the show and you've listened to me for long enough, you probably have an understanding of how my faith is at the center of that. But there's something good about America. There's something hopeful about America. And watching in this moment, trying to catch up in the last 48 hours, watching people inside our country, in California, destroying Los Angeles, that's their goal. Their goal is to wreak havoc, to sow chaos, to completely upend the system and wave another country's flag while they're demanding their right to stay in a country whose flag they're not waving. That makes no sense to anybody who has common sense. And we've lived in a decade now where the squeakiest wheel that gets the grease are the people who say, that person is a victim. We need to stand and listen to that person and let them. Good grief! Do you remember the mayor of Baltimore? I think it was after the Freddie Gray situation. Do you remember when the mayor of Baltimore said, "We're going to create room for them"? I think it was room for them to destroy.
Yeah,
they created a space so that these lunatics that were out looting, burning, and destroying their city would have a place to destroy, because that's what those people needed to do. That is uncivilized behavior. It is not a culture that you want to raise your family in. It's not a culture that the people who got in line and came to this country to provide for their families a better life than they could have had where they came from, regardless of whatever that flag was that used to be home. They came here for something better than the uncivilized behavior that is wreaking havoc in every blue city in a blue state across this country. These big blue cities, I was scrolling last night on X, and I'm like, please don't say St. Louis. Please don't say St. Louis. And I don't think yet that the behavior that we're seeing in Los Angeles, in Denver, in Seattle, in San Francisco, in Chicago, in New York City, these top tier blue city, blue state areas. What was it? Was it San Antonio where Governor Abbott said, I'm sending the National Guard in before they even get there? That's what happens. I thought it was San Antonio or if it was Dallas or Austin or something. I thought it was San Antonio.
San Antonio.
That's the difference between, I don't know if San Antonio, how blue red it is, but when you got a red state, that ish doesn't happen there. That's the difference here, and they're exposing the Democrats are exposing the whole game. Donald Trump is saying, we're not doing this time. We're not gonna suffer these fools anymore. These fools are not the people who make America. We will retain America. We will save the idea of a republic. And if you know what a republic is, you understand that it's the idea of democracy that is governed by a greater authority, which is the Constitution of the United States. It's not a simple majority rule. That's not what we do in this country. You want to preserve democracy? Well, you better go find a place that has one and then go preserve it, because here we have a republic. The squeaky wheel that gets the grease is the guy waving the Mexican flag on top of a vehicle that he commandeered in some way, shape, or form to tell all of us to sit down and shut up. No, you sit down and shut up. And we've had enough. And we sent Donald Trump into Washington, D.C. against all odds to make you sit down and shut up when your moron governor won't do it. When your idiot mayor won't show up to do her job. Watch and learn, if you haven't learned this lesson already. The only thing the Democrats care about is Donald Trump. That is all they care about. And Donald Trump, he's won the races he needs to win. Donald Trump isn't going to run for re-election again. As much as they would like the idea of him trying to be some sort of, I don't know, what would you say, king? Has J.B. Pritzker said he's not running for a third term yet? Sidebar.
That didn't happen. I don't think he's said it.
The hat didn't happen while I was gone?
No.
No.
Just asking. America's done with that nonsense. We're done being nice at the expense of our future. We are kind people. America is enormously generous. The people who make up this country and the idea of America are incredibly forgiving. They're incredibly giving. They're incredibly generous. And right now, we have to stand by the person we sent to the Oval Office, who is going to tell the Gavin Newsoms of the world, get out of the way. You're only in the way. I know that the most dangerous place to be is between Gavin Newsom and a camera. Get out of the way. You're done here. It's time for the adults to come in and restore order, because that's what civilized society is. Good to be back. Thank you for sticking with us while I was out on vacation. I had a wonderful vacation, but I have to say, I wasn't sad to come back at all. I'm glad to be here with you, and I'm grateful that you are here with us. When we come back, Molly Hemingway is going to talk a little bit about that law and order that the Democrats seem to care deeply about when it's convenient for them. Well, that is neither law nor order. Molly Hemingway on the Annie Fry Show next.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. My body and
told me. If you incite violence, I want to be clear about this. If you incite violence or destroy our communities, you're going to be held to account. That kind of criminal behavior will not be tolerated. Full stop. Already more than 220 people have been arrested, and we're reviewing tapes to build additional cases, and people will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Again, thanks to our law enforcement officers and the majority of Angelenos who protested peacefully, the situation was winding down and was concentrated in just a few square blocks downtown. With that, that's not what Donald Trump wanted. He again chose escalation. He chose more force. He chose theatrics over public safety. He federalized another 2,000 Guard members. he deployed more than 700 active U.S. Marines. These are the men and women trained for foreign combat, not domestic law enforcement. We honor their service. We honor their bravery. But we do not want our streets militarized by our own armed forces, not in L.A., not in California, not anywhere.
Gavin Newsom, governor of California there, making sure everyone knows what the real problem is here in Los Angeles. Of course, you guessed it. It's Donald Trump. Let's get to our guest. Molly Hemingway joins us, editor-in-chief at The Federalist and senior journalism fellow at Hillsdale College, as well as a Fox News contributor. Molly, thank you so much for the time today. It's an honor to have you on the show with us.
So great to be here with you, Annie.
Thank you. You know, it's so predictable to watch the lefties in general. It's like, what is the issue? It doesn't matter. The problem is Donald Trump. They're doing it now. But it looks to me, and the polling suggests, that the American people are with Donald Trump on his willingness to get Los Angeles back in order.
Well, and it's really amazing when you compare what's going on with the Trump agenda now versus even 2016, before he was inaugurated. You saw massive pro-immigration protests where people took over airports. And I mean, there were tons of people, including normal American citizens, who were opposed to his agenda. Well, what happens in the meantime? You have increased understanding of the problems caused by rampant illegal immigration. You have the Biden administration bringing in millions upon millions upon millions of illegal immigrants every year, which adds to the problem. And now all of a sudden, public opinion is firmly behind Donald Trump. You have almost all Republicans totally supporting it, but also a majority of independents. But in the Democrat Party, it, of course, is unpopular. And so that's where you're seeing these protests, whether they're coming from illegal immigrants or just the people who support them in the Democrat Party.
Yeah, it's absolutely accurate. Molly Hemingway speaking with us right now. You know, there are polling that comes out. They ask people, like, do you support Donald Trump and his immigration approach and the deportations? It continues to show that the American people are supportive of the president. But I'm also looking at other polls that take place and in the form of what media are people consuming right now, because when I pay attention to the dwindling numbers of the leftist agenda-driven media and the succeeding numbers of Fox News and the like, it seems as though they're not able to act foolish on the streets and then reinforce that message through the mainstream media. It's like they're trying the same tactics. Gavin Newsom's out there trying the same tactics, but it's not sticking anymore. Is that because of the media?
Well, I hope that's true, and I actually do think that's true, but given that when you look at polls showing how much people trust corporate media to report the news fairly or accurately or without bias, almost nobody believes that they do that, and yet they still have a lot of power. But you have seen this thing. They're doing exactly what they did for the 2020 BLM riots that took place all over the country. They're telling people, don't believe your lying eyes. Trust us when we tell you that these riots aren't really riots. They're actually kind of just fun times where people get to watch cars burn and people get injured. It's no big deal. But it doesn't seem to be working as well as it worked in 2020. It did work in 2020. I mean, you had corporations give $100 billion to BLM and its associated causes. That media-driven psychosis, mass psychosis, really paid results. They're trying to do it again. They're trying to make these riots go nationwide. By the way, they'll probably succeed. Mm-hmm. And yet, I just don't think that public appetite is there. People are ready to shut down any riot, any threat to life and property that's going to take place in American cities across the weekend. Plus, the cause is not sympathetic. The cause is have no country, have no borders, have no reasonable immigration enforcement. And that's just not popular anymore.
Yeah, it is. It sure is. And it's amazing to watch the amazing comeback of Donald Trump and have him get voted in being very open and honest with everything he said he was going to do. Now he's going to do it. And then the left is like, can you believe he's doing this? And we're like, he said he was going to do this. This is what we voted for. Do you feel like the American people feel like, yeah, I voted for this?
Oh, well, he didn't just say it. He said it almost obnoxiously. Like every rally, you'd hear it 40 times. So nobody was confused about the plan to deport people who are here illegally. And again, people now understand even better. In fact, the elite's immigration plan was never popular with the people, Democrat or Republican. But now after we see, you know, saw studies showing that like 1 in 4 students enrolled in government public schools are part of an illegal family. you see what happens to the hospital system and how overwhelmed it gets with rampant illegal use of the system by illegal aliens, and also just like traffic accidents. Like, you don't have to be a rapist or a murderer to necessarily be someone who the American people are saying, I think we've just had enough of this. And yeah. So with so many millions of illegal people here and causing a strain on the system for citizens and for children of families who are citizens, people are just done.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have 2025 now. It seems as though there's a manufactured outrage that's trying to be force-fed to the American people right now, starting in Los Angeles, and who knows where it will go. 2020, of course, the George Floyd situation, the I Can't Breathe movement. But here in St. Louis in 2014 with the Michael Brown death and the hands up, don't shoot lie that really fed into this moment that we're in right now, I feel like it is a natural evolution of it. How much of the maniacal outrage that we see, especially on social media, maybe the main news sources don't cover it as much because you can't really air a lot of it. I wish I could. How much of it is manufactured?
So I would say it's well organized. So it's manufactured, yes, but by a very well-funded and well-organized leftist architecture. This is another thing that I think people are more aware of. Even you mentioned the Ferguson situation. BLM got its start with the Ferguson riots and the lies associated with it, and they saw how effective those could be. And that turns into the BLM movement. Well, even these marches against borders and law enforcement for immigration law, they're all part of a well-orchestrated, like tons of groups are involved. They're providing the material to make it more difficult to restore law and order. But one of the things that I think is also very interesting, a lie was told about how these riots in LA started because ICE raided like a Home Depot line. That's like a complete lie. What actually happened is that the federal government was going after the Mexican cartels, the ones that control our southern border. But they were going after them for part of a money laundering operation. And that's when they started making arrests about that criminal conspiracy of the cartels. That's when the riot started, which, again, is even less sympathetic than the already not too sympathetic like defense of illegal aliens.
Yeah. You've spent way too much time, Molly, digging into the truth and facts of the matter that it seems as though like that's the most dangerous thing to this movement of outrage is facts and information. There's no time for that. And the closer you get to the facts and information, the more things seem to burn, the more danger our law enforcement is put into. I Googled, I was watching some Fox coverage on this, and it was a bionic face shield. I saw somebody unpacking these brand new boxes, and you could see it says bionic face shield or something on the box. And they looked expensive, and I Googled it, and they were like $65 a pop from whatever popped up on my Google search. You talked about the funding of this, and it seems as though the Trump administration sees value in finding out how are these protests and riots, how are they being funded? Do you think they'll get to the bottom of it?
Well, I pray so. If I were in the DOJ, which seems to have frequently only been able to prosecute January 6th cases and almost nothing else, I would take advantage of this increase of riot activity across the country, because it's not just going to be L.A., to investigate the networks, to see where the funding is coming from. It shouldn't even be that hard to find out who paid for all these bionics face shields. As you know, these are not cheap. A ton of people are getting them. It also shows a plan, like a conspiracy to engage in a riot that is very different than what we saw, by the way, in 2021, but very similar to what we saw in 2020 and in preceding organized riot activity. They need to find out the sources of funding, the networks of activism, and use this as a means to finally go after Antifa and other far left wing groups that have these anti-American ideologies.
So what kind of crimes to fund this unrest? What kind of crimes could these funders be charged with?
I mean, like after January 6th, where you had a bunch of grandmas who had no idea they were breaking the law being charged with criminal conspiracies. And, you know, the Department of Justice should have no problem figuring out what the charges are, but also because they're targeting federal law enforcement and federal buildings, that should enable them to use more charges to go after them, because it's actually, you know, considered a worse crime to target a federal law enforcement officer than, you know, just a random person. Mm. So I don't know enough about what they can do, but they should have many opportunities to go after people. More than, like, even just knowing how the networks work.
Yeah.
What are their systems of communication? What are their lines of funding? Are the people who are, you know, and if it's like a big donor, like a Jeff Bezos type or George Soros type, I think that would be good to know how their funds are being used to orchestrate these riots against federal law enforcement. So there might be many opportunities to go after like a high target person.
Editor-in-chief at The Federalist, Fox News contributor Molly Hemingway speaking with us right now. You brought up January 6th, and gosh, if they said no one is above the law once, they said it a million times. It doesn't seem as though the main phrase that the left is uttering here. What do you think that the political outcome that the Democrats are seeking from this moment? What are they going to try to achieve through this?
Well, they're not doing a good job, I will just
correct.
Say.
And, that's why I'm asking. Is, what are they doing?
It's absolutely true that political violence can happen from across the political spectrum, and it should be condemned no matter where it comes from. It's also true, it's very common on the left. It's been common on the left since at least the 60s, where they use political violence as a means of achieving outcomes that they desire. The left has a problem because even though the vast majority of Americans hate political violence, hate the riots, hate the opposition to just enforcing our borders and basic immigration law, that's not true in the Democrat primary, or in the Democrat Party. And they've got a primary coming up next year. So all of their most prominent people are having to bow down to this insane left wing of their own party because they need their support in order to have a chance at political success in the future in their party. But their party is just like every month getting more and more alienated from the average American. It's not just on immigration. It's on trans issues. It's on education. It's on, you know, like every major issue where a lot of Americans are saying this party just seems so distant from what is normal.
Yeah, it's I just wince the whole time. I'm like, what do you I mean, a lot of times I can figure out the political game and I just disagree with it. I'm like, I think this is all stupid. I just don't think that the Democrats collectively have a winning message. And I think the weirdest thing, and I'll ask your opinion on this, is I feel like a lot of the Democrats who are being, I guess, forced to participate in this know that their message is a losing message, and you have the Fettermans of the world exposing it, saying I'm just not willing to go with what is usually a fully unified Democratic Party. There are a few cracks on the surface,
but even that is kind of been disappointing when you see certain people on the left saying you should not be waving a Mexican flag or you should be not attacking police officers. They don't say because it's immoral or because it's illegal or because it's wrong. They say because it looks bad for the Democrat Party. Well, you need to actually condemn it for real and not just because it's bad optics. And so even the supposedly good guys like the Fettermans are not doing what they should be doing to speak against this violence.
The old right thing for the wrong reasons. Yeah, I agree with that. That's a very good point. Molly Hemingway, an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show with us. Thank you so much for the time this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Annie. Bye.
Bye-bye. Molly Hemingway, a Fox News contributor, of course, editor-in-chief of The Federalist, senior journalism fellow at Hillsdale College. Great to have her on. Brad, thanks for booking that guest for my first guest back. And then it was Wiggins America.
Yeah, well, I told Brad, you know who you should book? Molly Hemingway. A couple weeks ago.
I have a feeling Brad's not going to let you get away with that.
And he said, that's a great idea. I haven't thought about her.
That's also not true.
I just,
we've had her on before.
I don't know that he could get away with that without me calling him out.
Go on.
And then he did it, and I thought, I won't even take credit for that. But it was my, I guess it sort of was from me.
You can't even get your life straight. You don't even know what you're saying. I love having Molly on the show. Did you miss me?
Yeah. Heck yeah. I should have joked there. No. We did not. We had a great time without you.
He's out of practice.
How much? Yeah. Who do you give crap to when I'm gone?
Ethan. 100%.
Those two.
So Ethan's glad I'm back.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay, fair enough. Is your job easier or harder when I'm gone?
I was thinking about that. It's both. In some senses, it's actually easier to host because they have help for me to do the rest of my other job that I usually do when I'm the co-host here. But it's also, you gotta do more prep. You gotta do more prep to do the hosting.
You kind of just have to always prep.
You never stop.
Which I didn't. I stopped in Hawaii.
Good for you.
5-hour time difference. Easy going there. Not easy coming back.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about it in the 2 o'clock hour. When we come back, Wiggins America, how to end small talk without making it awkward and how not to.
Yep.
This is why I came back from Hawaii, really.
This is the stuff
you were waiting for. I was like, you know, Hawaii is great, but I need to know how to end small talk without making it awkward.
I said, Brad, book Molly Hemingway, and then we'll do a great Wiggins America.
But do it right before my segment.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Ethan, how were the time checks? You were here the whole time.
Well, Monday was a little bit bumpy. I personally enjoyed on Monday, Drew was on the board, and Drew has one time check where at the end he says the poll and everything, and he goes, "It's just Wiggins today. No Annie, no Brad, just Wiggins." And then he just got out of it. And then he just
it's just boom. Then it started the next thing.
Was that when we had the mics on or off?
We had them on for that
one. On for that one.
That was one of the better ones because it was on the air.
How do we end this conversation?
I don't know.
I'm just going to leave.
And look, I brought this topic because it's one of the few ways that you actually can offend me. I'm very difficult to offend.
But that's not true.
If you are in a conversation with me and it's small talk and it's like, whatever, I don't care, and you end that poorly, like you make it clear that you do not want to be in that conversation with me, I am offended because I also didn't care to be in this conversation, and now you've made it clear that you have the upper hand, that you're like, I don't need this.
You've
I need
thought
to get
a lot about
here.
This, like
oh,
a
yeah.
woman would.
Has this yeah. a lot, happened a lot, Ryan?
It does happen.
And to you, a lot.
Do you consistently find yourself in small talk conversations that you get left hanging in?
I don't know. I just know that it happens. I'm friendly, so I end up in a lot of small talk conversations.
How do you get out of them?
Here's how.
Nice.
Number one.
How do you get on with it?
There is a phrase that this small talk etiquette master, Joe Hayes, has said is the best.
Can I scoop it? Can I see if I can guess?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
From our listener, Joe, who said on YouTube, best way to end small talk is to subtly bring your hands together if seated and then gently knee pat and sigh out the phrase, "Welp."
That is a pretty good one.
That's the Midwestern. That's the good.
Well, that's a good one. No, the way that she says is the best is to say, please forgive me, Julie. I don't know why she says Julie, but please forgive me, Julie. I must go.
Is Julie from KZK lovely the one who's always ditching you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Julie Tristan.
She's someone you see like every day, too. It's even worse.
She might be the most friendly person in the building.
I go, well, please forgive me, Julie Tristan. I must go. Lovely to speak with you.
She's like in the bathroom right now.
She's going, wait a minute. How did I end up on 97.1?
Wait a second.
She says this is good because it offers an apology, immediately softens the blow of wrapping up the conversation, and it's clear that you are going to leave it.
Please forgive me sounds like I've been thinking about how to get out of this for a while.
I agree.
I don't think that would...
It's too formal.
Yeah, it's too forward.
Also, if you're not talking to somebody named Julie,
yeah,
they're going to be super offended. Please forgive me, Julie.
My name's Jeff.
I'm Ron, but okay.
Did you just misgender me?
The other ways to do that, though, is using body language. If they don't get the hint, she continues...
Just keep checking your watch.
At least...
Just walk away.
Yeah, and these are the good ones.
Yeah. What is the source? CareerAddict.com?
No, CareerAddict. Ridiculous. I saved that for when I got nothing. This is prime material because you've been gone.
Oh. This is what you set aside for my return.
Yep. And this is a CEO, an etiquette expert of 13 years.
A CEO of her own company?
I'm not really sure. and a speech language pathologist.
Uh-huh.
Who completed
even really a thing?
Her master's thesis on manners. And on modern etiquette.
You can do that.
She's a CEO of something.
Of her own company.
Of Joe Hayes.
One man company.
The next one, out after body language, because social cues can be a part of that, I understand, is to throw in a brief reference to the conversation itself.
Wow, we've been here for a long time. This conversation just seems to keep happening.
Oh, we're having fun, aren't we?
Very good. Very good. Very good. A+, A+. The way that she recommends is to say, it's been great speaking to you. Reference the fact that you're talking to them at all.
This
new generation care about each other's feelings thing sucks.
On this blessed evening.
The fullness of the quote she gives here is, lovely to speak with you, John. I must keep moving, but keep enjoying that golf.
But what if the conversation isn't golf, Ron?
Because now you were talking to Julie.
Yeah, it's hard.
We were talking about spoons.
Oh. Okay.
Wait, time out.
Okay, go ahead.
How do you end small talk conversations?
I usually go refresh my drink or something if I need to get out of it.
Refresh?
Yeah.
So you and Brad are talking in Brad's office, and it's small talk. You're catching up on the weekend, and you're ready to be done with the conversation, so you just... go get more water?
Well, with Brad, I can just say, Brad, I'm walking away.
Okay, let's say you're talking to Julie Tristan.
Okay, oh, back God. To Julie. All right, this hour is going
to
be called Julie
Tristan. He doesn't
Tristan.
Have to worry about that because Julie's ending the conversation.
See, in radio, you can just probably, especially if it's a different station, you don't know how the other clocks are, you just be like, oh, I got to go.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you just go to the studio and stand there.
But it's hard when they know when you're on. Because if it's 11 o'clock and I go, oh, shoot, look at the time, and I'm not wearing a watch, too.
Yeah.
And I just run away. That's one thing you could do in this business. You could just start running. Because people go, oh, man, there must be something going on.
So the running has to be preceded by, like, a look of surprise.
Or an alarm.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Like a time check with my mouth on.
If you do it with your mouth, they're going to know, though.
Next
one, add a handshake. You're just talking to somebody. And then you suddenly reach out to shake their hand. I would say that's probably an indication you're done talking.
And then you just walk away. Don't say anything else.
You could use all of these together.
Oh.
Ethan, how do you get out of small talk conversations you don't want to be in anymore?
I did one.
Tell us your secrets.
I did one terribly earlier today with Wiggins.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't notice that. Must have been pretty good.
I just said, well, keep stewing in whatever you're feeling right now or something like that.
Oh, that was bad.
That was so bad. I was like, how do I get out of this now?
It sounded like you started with the whelp.
Oh, I totally did.
Yeah.
Then he came and
I literally walked away. I was like... That was such a stupid way to end that conversation.
Yeah. Well, you walked in and admittedly said, hi, I have nothing to tell you.
I did do that. I was like, I got absolutely nothing for you
Bobo
right now.
Bobo says on YouTube, clap your hands once like you finished a task and say nothing, just turn and go.
That would have been better than what I did earlier. Well, keep stewing in your anger. I think that's what I said.
Oh, was it about me coming back?
It was.
Okay.
I did that to our front desk girl, Tammy, yesterday. I walked by, said something about fruit snacks. She did not connect, and I said, welp. And then I left.
Next.
These are bad ways to do it.
Oh, coming up?
So those are the good ways.
Okay.
This is the ways you want to avoid. Looking away when the other person is speaking.
Guilty.
Me too. But when somebody does it to me, I'm like, all right, buddy. Just go.
Ever been talking to someone who has crossed the line of like where you're just socially sharing time talking together? And there's an appropriate amount of time to do that. And then you get outside of the appropriate amount of time to do that. And they haven't stopped talking. And then you're into this territory where you're like, I think you're taking advantage of me. Have you ever been into that area?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you're like, I think I need to teach you a lesson. Have you ever gotten to that part?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I hate that I have, but
do you have somebody in mind right now?
Yes.
Do you want to say a name on the air?
No.
Okay.
I do not.
Is it Julie Tristan?
No.
Poor Julie.
Julie, I like you.
I
don't know about Annie, but
she might be the nicest person in the building.
The last and worst way to end a small talk conversation is to do it bluntly.
That's what I'm talking about.
Just saying, well,
see ya.
That's
on the wrong side of the list. But that's when they've gotten into the place where they don't care or respect your time at all.
I'm really surprised that faking a phone call isn't on this list. That seems like the most obvious. Be like, oh, shoot, I got to go.
You've said on the air that is your move.
That's a great move. And if somebody does it to me, I even appreciate it. I'm like, I know that call is fake, but that's okay.
What happens if your phone rings while it's on your head and you're talking to your wife about the emergency with the kids?
Like, oh, my gosh, I'm blowing up. Getting tons of calls. So I think that's the best way. Or just fake a text, you know, whatever.
Brad, how do you get out of small talk conversations?
Depends on who I'm talking to, but I do the welp, all right, I got to go. Nice talking to you. Or
Brad literally in the studio here just gave us two thumbs up while he was talking about it.
He just
gotta
turns
go.
And just...
Yep. And then the other thing that I do is if it's Ryan and he's talking to me too long in the studio, I just start typing on my computer and working on whatever I was working on whenever he came in.
Well, now you know, Ryan.
He does it to me too.
Awkward. I do it to Brad after the show all the time.
Yeah.
He's talking to me, I'm typing. Or he does it. I probably do it to each other because we're both trying to get work.
Where I learned it.
Yeah.
How cute.
Well,
see ya.
Michelle Tafoya next. And that Riley Gaines, Simone Biles dust up, which apparently has apologies that have been given and accepted. But yet, we have girls competing against boys in sports. We'll talk to Michelle Tafoya next.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.